The Osgood File, sponsored by 1-800-Flowers.com. Make someone smile today with 1-800-Flowers Smile Guarantee. In a moment, a special offer for Osgood File listeners. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood. You're familiar with the U.S. News & World Report college rankings, right? It's a must-read for students and parents. And for the colleges, the stakes are high. A top ranking means more applications and the kind of prestige that makes donors feel generous and parents and students willing to pay tuition of $40,000, $50,000 or more for that piece of parchment. As the SAT might say, a high ranking in U.S. News is to a college what a little presidential karaoke was to Al Green. Music to the admissions office's ears. More after this from Charlie. How important are those college rankings? So important that Arizona State promised a $50,000 bonus to its president if he could move his school up the scale. But like Wall Street bonuses, that kind of pressure can create powerful temptations, especially when the scores are based on data reported by the colleges being ranked, which is what happened to U.S. News' number 9 ranked liberal arts college, Claremont McKenna.
For 5 years, a school official falsely inflated the SAT scores of incoming students by 10 to 30 points. A small change, but enough to potentially move up on the coveted rankings.
CBS's Ben Tracy, who found that most admissions officers profess to hate this ranking system.
87% agreed, or somewhat agreed, that rankings encourage what they call counterproductive behavior among colleges.
At least the students seem to be able to put it into perspective. Surveys show that on the list of criteria they use to pick a college, the rankings themselves rank 11th. But students also know that, like the college football rankings, until there's a better system,
it's, you know, a really cutthroat world for sort of up-and-coming institutions like this one. They have to do anything they can to climb the ladder.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Wednesday, February 1st, 2012.